Hey guys, I'm Ava.
And I'm Ashlyn, and
And
this
this is
is
the
the ANA
ANA show.
show.
Okay, so every episode we're gonna start with highs and lows.
Yeah.
So Ashlyn, you can start us off.
All right, well, let's think here. My high was definitely hanging out with a big group of friends a couple of days ago. And then my low was definitely my AP Human class. Yeah. What about you, Ava?
I think my high was also your chair is turning me.
Oopsie. Okay.
My high is probably hanging out with a big group of friends at
Yes.
Big Air. That was fun. But I'm really sore now. But I did land an aerial, and
That
if you
was
know what
pretty
it is, I
cool.
landed in a Noti. So that was it's pretty cool to see
Pretty
that.
cool. Yeah, I
So
didn't know you could do that.
yeah, me
Yeah.
either. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Okay, so our first episode is The Secret to a Successful Friendship. So Ashlyn, would you want to start us off?
Oh, me? Okay. So basically, we're just going to be talking about how our. So, a little backstory. Me and Ava have been best friends for about a year now. We met at school, and our friendship is probably like the most successful friendship I have seen just because we've never gotten into an argument, which is kind of crazy for two 14-year-old girls. Yeah, pretty much. But basically, number one. Are we starting at number one? Okay, number one. Okay, God should be at the center. So, you want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, so another backstory of why
Backstory!
we came up with this podcast was
Oh,
one day
yeah.
we were just talking and I was like, we've actually never had a fight. And Ashton was like, yeah, isn't that kind of cool? And
Pretty
I was
cool.
like, it would be cool if we actually made a podcast out of this. So that's kind of where it all started.
Yeah, this is
So
pretty random one day.
I know, I'm kind of excited to be on this journey with you, Ashlyn.
Oh, me too.
So, for God at the center, we found a verse about like God being at the center of friendships, and that is Proverbs 18:24. And it says, "A man of many compassions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." So I feel like that was a pretty cool verse because it kind of says it's kind of cool to see how it says a friend of many compassion sticks closer than a brother, because
Exactly, yeah.
that's a pretty close relationship. I mean, if you think about a brother that's being born from the same mother and that you share your DNA with that person, like that's a pretty
Yeah.
cool relationship bond.
Exactly, and usually, like, you know how people say you have like a forever friend when you have a sibling? That's like what we feel it is talking about here. So, like, good godly friendships are forever friends.
Yeah. And so one thing I wrote is if the friendship is not centered in the Lord, conflict will start because he's the ultimate peacemaker. And I also kind of wrote about Genesis in the Garden of Eden. And
Yeah.
you think about when Adam and Eve were walking together in the garden with Jesus, how peaceful it was. And then right when they stepped away from the Lord and their centered relationship in the Lord, that's when everything went haywire.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
God was the one creating the peace in that relationship. So when they were having those peaceful walks in the garden, the peace that was there was the peace from the Lord. And I feel like that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
So.
I mean, adding on to that, it also, if you've ever heard this phrase, a relationship requires two people but needs three to be successful, I feel like that is such a fundamental thing in relationships, friendships, and just really anything involving people. Like, yes, it may take two people to form a relationship, but it's never gonna work out unless God is in the center of it. He creates that peace, he creates that bond, and it's just not gonna work.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. And you think about it takes two people to be in a relationship, yes, but like you said, the third person has to be the Lord. And then
Yeah.
adding on to what I said, because he is the ultimate peacemaker. And so a thing that me and Ashlyn do is we like to read our Bible together. And I think that is also a very like foundational, like kind of like structure for our
Yeah.
relationship, because it actually is putting the Lord at the center of your friendship. And that kind of can build your friendship from there.
Yeah. Like, I remember this one time I was at Ava's house. And she was like, we should do a little sunset Bible study. And so we went over to a little grassy area and we were both just reading and Bible journaling, and our Bibles were literally in the middle of us. So if you think about it in like a physical way, God was legitimately at the center. Like, I just think that's so ironic.
I know, and I think that's what makes it cool, that
that's pretty cool.
The Lord is both such a big part of both of our lives that mm-hmm. he was literally in the middle of
like,
us.
Like, we didn't even plan that. It was just kind of like...
It just happened.
Exactly. Like our friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's like the number, if there was like a secret sauce to friendship, I think that would be the number one thing.
Oh, for sure.
Because of the saying, it takes two people to have a relationship, but three to keep it.
Yeah.
And there's multiple variations of that saying, but I feel like that's one of like the main ones, because it takes two people to start a relationship, yes. But if you want to keep that relationship and you want it to be forever, you have to have three people. And also God talks about that in marriage. Like if like marrying someone is a like a physical bond between like two people, mm-hmm. and to keep that bond, you have to have God in that relationship, because exactly. he was the one who also created marriage, and he created it for us because he knew that we wouldn't be able to like, not necessarily
handle. Men and women are like meant to be compatible.
Yeah.
Like that is what God has made us for. Like, you know, he made Eve for Adam. Mm-hmm. Like we are the missing rib.
Yeah.
We work best together.
Mm-hmm. And that's talking about more like serious relationships. That's like more relationships, but it still counts as friendship, because you also want in a relationship, you want to be friends first before you start something else. And I think that's also where like really important relationships start, is with friendships. If you want if you want anything to go well in a relationship, is you have to be friends first.
Oh,
and
for
I feel
sure.
like that's like we've both been in a handful of interesting relationships.
Okay.
But the
very interesting.
Yeah. But the best ones are always the ones where you start as friends and you become best friends with that person. So
yeah.
Do you wanna hand us over to the next one?
I mean, I feel like we could like touch on the fact that keeping like ways that we can keep God at the center, like mm-hmm. other than just Bible studying, one of the things I wrote down in my little notebook was sharing testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you guys have a relationship with Christ, I feel like sharing your testimony is such a like fundamental way for you to get close to someone. Like I remember I just heard Ava's testimony fully for the first time in like a week ago, actually. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, it just makes you respect and love that person way more when you like actually hear everything they've gone through and hear how God has like kept them through that. Mm-hmm. You know, like have you heard my full testimony?
Yeah, I also heard it like a week ago when she was applying for something and she had to write
it
out.
Work.
Yeah. But it was also really cool to hear her testimony, because it's also really cool to hear how different our testimonies are, but how close they are related. And it's really cool to – I keep saying cool, but
cool.
It's really amazing to see how God worked in that person through their life and even in the times that you weren't there in their life, and to the points where, like, you –
restart.
It's cool to see what they went through before you guys were friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's also cool. And
cool.
It's also really amazing. And
there we go.
Really cool. But I don't know what I was gonna say. I completely lost my train of thought.
Moving on.
Another thing that we were talking about one time is like the what ifs in a relationship. Like, I moved schools in seventh grade. And if I had never moved schools, I would have never met you.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to see how God uses those things for your good. So I was at a school in sixth grade, and I started to get really bad anxiety and all mm-hmm. this stuff. And I was just not liking it at that school. So I got accepted into the school that I was going to go into in seventh grade. I got accepted the Friday before school started. I got accepted into the school the Friday before school started. So I went to the school and I had to take a tour, and I just knew instantly this is where I was meant to be. Mm-hmm. But it's cool to know that the Lord.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
It's really interesting to see how the Lord used that for my good. I didn't think I would be there that year, but I was there, and then I met you, so.
Yeah. I mean, one of my what-ifs, like, revolving Ava, is my eighth grade year was very interesting, to say the least. But my eighth grade year, I went through this thing with my friend group, and I ended out alone, pretty much. I only had about four friends at the beginning of my loneliness period, I guess you could say. But I feel like when I lost all those, like, ungodly friends, I gained the best, like, friendship that was rooted in the Lord, and that was Ava. But I honestly feel like I wouldn't, like, if all that stuff never happened, I don't think we would have gotten as close. Also, mm-hmm. all those trips we went on.
Yeah. We went a lot of trips in eighth grade year together. Yeah. So.
Wait, how many? Three overnight trips. We went, where did we go?
We went to Williamsburg. Oh, Virginia. Yeah. Williamsburg. And then we went to Myrtle Beta Beach. Club.
Oh, that was so
Beta
much
Club,
fun.
Beta Club, Myrtle Beach. And then we went to Disney.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Disney with your best friend, I totally recommend.
I totally recommend. That was a great trip.
I loved Disney.
That was a great trip. Heart.
I remember, like, all of us crying in the, like, line for Astro, like, the...
Yes.
What was it? Astro Boosters? Something like that?
Astro Boosters?
I don't know. That's what I
Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. The first time we were at Magic Kingdom, it was, like, Astro something, little rockets that go around.
Space Mountain?
No. I don't know.
Oh, was it at night?
Yes,
it was. It was the Astro Orbiter.
Astro Orbiter.
I think that's what it was.
Astro Booster. I dropped my mic, guys.
Our setup's really interesting.
But. Yeah. Side note, our mics are kind of on, like, bags we got from the mall today. They're just on little jewelry.
Yep, and then they're just stacked up with books, so.
Yeah, Ava's got a little board game underneath hers. I have a Taylor Swift magazine under mine.
Dear John by Nicholas Sparks, Holding Up the Universe, and a devotional book. Some great books there.
Foundation.
We'll have to do some book recommendations.
I don't think I have any book recommendations.
I have so many.
I read a lot, but I just don't like, I only read true crime books, guys. I really want to start a true crime podcast. I'd be so good at that. Maybe we'll just branch off. Go from religion, true crime.
Like, yeah, the complete
opposite.
I feel like that's what all... Also, fair warning, I think all of our podcast episodes are going to be like this. We're going to be talking about something and then fully go down a rabbit
hole. ADHD moments. Hope you guys don't mind. I feel like that's what's going to make it entertaining, though.
I agree.
Guys, we've got...
true crime. Yeah, she listens to true crime while she goes to bed.
I listen to serial killer podcasts.
I am not joking. It is scary.
Where? Oh, gosh. This is going very interesting. Okay. Picking back up. Where'd you
picking back
off?
Up. My, so we have, like, different points that we want to get to in this episode. But one of mine, my next one that I have is being yourself. So I kind of wanted to add, like, don't act one way with, like, your best friend and then another way with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not you.
It's being fake.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like the way that I act with Ashlyn, I literally act with, I mean, it might be on a more intense level, but I act the same with all my other friends because I don't want to show Ashlyn one side of me and then all my friends another side.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm my authentic self with everyone, but I definitely am more reserved towards certain people, mm-hmm. and I'm not at all with Ava. Like, I'm mm-hmm. just, like, I feel like Ava is, like, one of the only people who's really seen my, like, full unhinged self, because it gets kind of bad. as y'all are probably learning. But, yeah, I don't know.
And I feel like seeing the person, too, like, just noticing them and seeing them. Like, we were just talking about this yesterday, and Ashlyn's like, I think you're the only person who's never actually judged me.
So I
feel like that's another thing. So, also, you're going to have to be reserved with other, like, some people – And I think that's just how life works. Like, different people bring out different sides of you, of course. But I feel like every one of your friends is going to see almost every side of you besides your best friend. Your best friend is going to see every single side of you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that doesn't mean go be one way with one person and a completely different way with another person.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's like, don't be at one end of the spectrum with one person and don't be at the other end of the spectrum with another person. It's just balance.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm definitely myself with other people, but I'm unfiltered with Ava. I'm also unfiltered just in general.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of say what comes to my mind. That's why, fun fact, guys, I have a list of words I can't say. Right next to me. I can't say them. Should I say it?
I mean, if
you guys want to hear, okay, basically I have like a little list. So, I'm like a 14-year-old kid. And so my don't say list includes Sigma, Skibbity, Riz, and Brain Rot. So
y'all better keep her accountable for that.
Yeah, I have not said it once.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
That's crazy.
I know, I'm literally like
she's itching. Holding it back.
I'm itching to say it. Oh.
She's itching. She literally, I'm not joking, she says it every day.
Ava has to pinch me.
I do have to pinch her. I do the same thing with one of my other friends, but oh, my pinches are diabolical.
Oh my gosh, it's really bad.
That's a cool word, diabolical.
Diabolical.
Anyways.
Moist, thicket. Ava hates the word thicket.
I hate the word, if y'all have ever heard of the restaurant, Lizard Thicket. That is weird.
No.
And Saucy Nugs. I don't know what it is with Saucy Nugs. I hate the word Saucy Nugs.
Oh, I love chicken nuggets. Anyway, being your true self.
Yeah. Ashlyn, what's your next point?
What is my next point? Oh, okay. Well, backstory on this one. So, if you guys are following us on Instagram, which, if you're not, go follow. It's the A&A show, Everything Under the Sun. Go follow.
Might take you a hot second to find us, but you
I
will.
Mean, maybe.
Maybe.
But it's okay. We got, like, 102 followers right now.
Yeah.
We got a little community.
Starting small. It's okay.
Exactly.
Everywhere, you have to start small.
Everywhere you go. Sorry.
Fuller House. Shout
the
out
first
to Fuller
song
House.
I've sung today. But basically, we had a poll on our story, and we had people give us ideas, and one of them was maintaining godly friendships, but specifically in public school, because, as we all know, public school is a little unhinged. Like, I go to what is known as the ghetto school in our county, and Ava goes to the school that everybody thinks is a jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we're just going to talk about, like, how to do that.
Do you want to add like the first bullet point on that?
Oh, I have a Bible verse for this.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it. I'll give her a second to
okay,
find
guys.
That.
But my first little arrow point on this was the best way to maintain a godly friendship in public school is to avoid gossip. Gossip is such a big thing. Like, I feel like gossip just tears people apart. And, like, it's kind of impossible to have a good friendship when there's gossip involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a little Bible verse. And it's Proverbs 16:28. And it says, a dishonest man spreads strife and a whisperer separates close friends. So, basically, that's just saying, like, someone who lies, like, starts wars.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who is a whisperer or someone who spreads gossip, like, takes apart friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing, and I think we can both, I don't know what the word is, I think we can both speak for that because we've both been in that situation,
oh,
like, in
sure.
our eighth grade year.
Eighth grade.
That was a great year, but it was also...
eighth grade was such a hard year.
Yeah, so we both had gossip spread about us, which none of it was true.
We
and
went
I,
through the same situation.
We went through the exact same situation, and it was nobody's fault, but it was just miscommunication. I think that's also another big thing in a friendship.
For sure.
And I have that somewhere on my bullet points. But that's also another way to maintain a good godly friendship in public school is just communicating with the person. And me and Ashlyn both go to different schools. So I also have this another point on my list. But just communicating every day and like asking the person how their day was. Me and Ashlyn like to text a lot. And she even has a reminder.
Let me talk about this. I was literally eyeing Ava. I was like, can I please talk? Okay. Basically, I have a little reminder on my phone, you know, like with the reminders app.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, behind the scenes action's going on. Basically, I have like a little reminder on my phone that says to text Ava every single day. And it's on my home screen. And it just reminds me to text Ava every single day. And so I do.
When she told me that, I literally started crying.
It was really funny.
It was so sweet. I was like, I didn't know you had that.
I do have that.
But yeah, I think gossip is definitely a big one, and that mm-hmm. does tear apart friendships.
Especially
and,
because it's just like something that's so normalized
mm-hmm.
in school.
And I mean, that's even a Ten Commandment is don't mm-hmm. like spread lies and don't talk about people behind their back.
Behind their head. I thought you were going to say behind their head.
That I think that's a Ten Commandment, isn't it? Or it's somewhere in the Bible that God gave us as a rule.
You should
is
ask
to don't.
Siri.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We should I don't know
Siri?
If Siri would. Go ahead.
Oh, she's there. Hey, Siri. Is uh-huh. gossip a part of the Ten Commandments? Oh. Let's look.
Oh, I think it is. I think we found something, guys.
Livingfree.org. Sponsor us. Sorry. Where does it say? It just gives me a prayer.
Okay. Anyways, but that is, it does say something. I can probably find the Ten Commandments.
Where's the Ten Commandments in my Bible?
Exodus.
I'm going through Exodus at church right now.
Oh, yay. I feel like that's actually a really good study to do. Like, I feel like the Ten Commandments are overlooked.
We should study that.
We should podcast episode, guys.
Podcast.
I'm actually about to do that, though. Because that, like, I feel like the Ten Commandments are so overlooked. But
I haven't, like, looked at the Ten Commandments in a long time.
In a hot second.
Hot second. Oh, I found them. Okay.
20. I was almost there, guys. Oh, I just found it.
You shall not bear fake witness against your neighbor.
Mm,
okay. That's where it is.
Yeah. So, it is a Ten Commandment.
Wow.
So.
Oh, and then it talks about donkeys.
Wow, okay.
No, it says you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey.
Oh, okay.
Don't steal your donkeys, guys.
Don't steal your donkeys, guys.
Oh my gosh.
That is
Don't steal donkeys.
But, like we said, gossip breaks apart friendships, like that verse said. And it's a Ten Commandment, so just... And if you have, like, a hard time gossiping, like, it's something that you do a lot, I would just pray about it.
Oh,
that's, like, the best thing to do.
Prayer is so powerful.
Oh, it really is.
We need to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast episode? Prayer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you have any other points on how to maintain a good godly friendship in public?
TBH, I only have one.
TBH, you can't say that either.
Oh, I can't say that?
I mean, you can.
To be honest,
there
I
you
don't.
Go. Okay. I feel like both of those things are good. Just gossip breaks apart friendships so easily, guys. I'm mm-hmm. not even joking. Oh, Ashlyn's doing a dance over here.
Keep up, I'm sorry.
Okay, the next thing that I have is, this actually goes right along. Don't keep secrets. That actually kind of...
Oh, that's a
that's,
big
I
one.
Think that's another part of, like, handling a friendship in public is don't keep secrets. That is...
this
podcast is so chaotic.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
One.
It's okay. We'll get better.
To be honest, I would listen to this. I love just listening to people talk.
Ranting.
We yap a lot.
Oh, yeah. If you're,
oh,
if you're
like I need to
know.
Add that to my list of things I can't say.
Don't yap.
TBH and yapping.
Okay. But while she's writing that, I'll kind of expand on this. But I have being open with each other is so important. Being open with a person kind of gives them more of a glimpse into your life and what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And we were even talking about this in small group last night at church.
Yeah.
But, I feel like sometimes it's hard to tell people things, but if there's one person that you can tell anything to, it's first of all God. But it's also your best friend. Like, they're not there to just be your best friend and just hear about all the good things in your life. They're also there to hear about all the bad things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important thing. Just don't keep secrets. And if somebody's like, if somebody's talking about your friend behind your back, like, please tell them. The voice tell them that. Ashlyn, put that on your list. Hot dog.
Well, sorry.
Oh, my word. But so being open with each other is really important in a friendship. And then, like I said, if they – or this is kind of different. But if they do something to hurt you, tell them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That is another thing. Accountability for each other. If they do something that hurts you, you have to tell them that or else it's not going to work out. We've been through multiple situations with friends, different friends, like other people, and we've gotten brought into it.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing was – like the other person hurt them and the other person didn't tell them.
Yeah.
So
a lot of the time, like, we get like, well, in the past we've been brought into certain things and the main problems is just like people don't talk to the person they have a problem about, which mm-hmm. is gossip again. Like, that is literally what happened to us in eighth grade. Was we just didn't, like, if someone, like, for example, someone had a problem with me, they didn't tell me. They just told other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made everything like 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm. Not to say that we don't do that either, because I definitely did that
I'm
in eighth grade.
Stubborn,
and sometimes. In eighth grade with all the drama, like, I think it would have, if I, it started with somebody, I don't know how it started. I literally put that behind me. But I knew it started with somebody saying something and I, first of all, I'm going to take accountability for it. I should have gone to the person to say something, and I don't know why I did. That is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had just gone to that person, none of that drama would have started.
Exactly.
But like, that's also in God's will, because then I found Ashlyn.
Exactly.
So it's a bad thing that turned good.
Yeah. I mean, and then a lot of my friends, like, just were not, like, not like they weren't good influences, but they just did not have a good God, like, a good relationship with Christ. But he really blessed me in the friends that came out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your next point?
I don't have any more.
Really?
Yeah. Wait.
Wait. They don't love you like a...
Wait. They don't love you. Oh, this is a whole other episode idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, guys, I just kind of, like, slacked, I guess.
That's okay.
AP Human's getting the best of me.
It's okay. But I think when we were talking about this, Ashlyn was just going to add on to the stuff that I said. But another bullet point that I have is remembering the golden rule. And if you don't know the golden rule, that is treat others the way you want to be treated.
Preach. It just got so cold in here.
It feels really good. I like it. But that is... I know you probably have heard that in, like, kindergarten.
True,
you probably have not thought anything about it until we just said that.
Yeah,
but
I didn't think I remembered
that. I don't know how I remembered that, but that is so important. Like, mm-hmm. treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go over here and, like, if you, let's say, let's just, I'm going to make a fake scenario. Let's say I'm mad at Ashlyn and I go and pull her hair. Like, why would I? Do I want my hair pulled?
I'm pulling my hair right back.
Exactly.
I don't
care.
But,
like, well, not the point, but.
We're just, like, misleading y'all so hard right now.
Not the point, Ashlyn. Let's get back on the point.
Find me or for you back.
But the point is, I don't want my hair pulled. So why would I do that to Ashlyn?
Yeah. I feel like this also ties to the gossip.
Exactly.
Like, why talk about someone if you don't want someone to talk about you?
Exactly.
Mic drop. Boom.
Ashlyn, you ate with that.
I've dropped my mic so many times this podcast, you could probably hear it.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Sorry. On literally, though. Not metaphorically.
Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, are we going to, like, I feel like we need to talk about ourselves at some point.
Like,
we need to introduce ourselves. Because we just kind of, like, went straight to the point. We did highs and lows, and then we went. God
at the center.
Chat. Sorry. I need to add that to my list.
Add it to your list. I'll go on to my next point. I have a lot of points, but.
Because Ava's the wise one here. Ava's the wise one, and I just know what to say.
I agree. Sometimes. You're the therapist.
Well, that's what I want to be, guys.
If you know anything about either one of us, it's I'm the wisdom and she's the therapist.
Yeah.
That's a little bit about ourselves.
True, true.
She wants to be a therapist. I want to be a nurse practitioner.
Exactly.
Anyways, my next thing that I added is keep each other accountable. So what I mean with this is keep each other accountable for reading their Bible. Sometimes, not a lot. I'll say to Ashlyn, like, we did do this one week, but at the end of the week, we said, did you read your Bible this week and what came out of it?
Yeah.
I especially have a hard time reading my Bible.
Oh, me too, girl.
It is so bad, but I feel like that's another thing that your friends can do for you is just keep you accountable for doing that.
Yeah. I mean, lately I've been reading my Bible every night.
Mm-hmm.
I have been reading my Bible every night, but most of the time, like, when I read my Bible, I tell Ava what I get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I also ask her so many questions.
Oh, she asked me so many questions.
Okay, example. The other day, I was scrolling on Instagram Reels, and I saw this reel asking the question, is, like, okay, well, it had something to do with, like, taming your tongue. And I was like, well, I talk a lot, and I have learned that, okay, if you know me personally, you know I'm working on my words. That's what I keep saying, because I don't think before I speak, and sometimes I make jokes that hurt people completely unintentionally. And so the other day, I asked Ava, I was like, is it going against, like, the Bible by me, like, not thinking before I speak? Is that, like, not taming my tongue?
Mm-hmm.
And
I had to do some research on that, and mm-hmm. I had to dig into my Bible for this, but
I mean, I think we came out with the, like, result that it's not, because I'm not intentionally hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying things, like, I'm not going up to Ava being like, you're ugly, you know? Like, sometimes I might just be like, oh, Ava, you look weird today.
Yeah, it's just stupid, like, things where she doesn't, like, hold her tongue. It's exactly. Just stupid things.
It's stupid.
I think if it gets to the point of you hurting people and you're not thinking about what you're saying,
That's when it's a problem, but I always apologize. I promise, guys.
Yeah, I think that's when it's wrong. But that's, like, what we mean with, like, keeping each other accountable. And just mm-hmm. asking questions, too. Like, that also strengthens the friendship way more.
Do dogs dream? That has been a question I've been asking so many people.
They do.
I know. I learned that a couple days ago.
They dream in black and white, too.
That's so cool. I want to dream in black and white.
I dream in colors. Anyways.
I don't even know how I dream.
Another thing I have is, for keeping each other accountable, is keeping the peace in the relationship. So, like I said before, if the person does something to hurt you, that's where you have to be like, Ashlyn, why did you just say that? Oops. Which I feel like I have definitely done that. Like I've said, Ashlyn, what did you just say? In a funny way, because most of the time, I know it's
I say some funny things.
She does. But I was like,
giraffe.
I feel like we can't say too much on this because we've never had a fight. But
we never have had a fight.
I have had this with other relationships, especially me and my cousin. Like, mm-hmm. she has definitely said, like, if I say something hurtful, she'll be like, Ava, do you want to rethink that? And I look back and I'm like, wait.
I can totally hear your cousin saying that.
Oh, yeah. No, she definitely keeps me accountable. And that's so good. Like, that's what I need. Because then I realize, I'm like, wait, that was so hurtful.
Yeah.
And I have to be like, I am so sorry. That is not what I meant at all. And I'm so sorry for that.
Mm-hmm.
But just keeping the peace like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So another thing that I have is come to them with their problems, with your problems.
Yeah.
We've kind of already talked on this.
We have a lot of problems. That sounded really bad.
Mentally and physically.
Mine's more mental and Ava's is more physical because Ava is broken.
I am so broken. It is so bad.
Vasovagal syncope, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I wrote a whole article on this girl.
I know, she did.
I got 100 on it.
We need to expand on, like, everything going on in our lives. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. We should talk about it.
Yeah, I agree. We could maybe do that then at the end of this episode. Potentially.
Well, we've been filming for 34 minutes.
Oh, I didn't
recording, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
We kind of made a mistake on our, when we were, like, we posted a story before this.
About to film.
About to film, and we're not filming, we are recording. And Ava's mom DM'd me and was like, you mean record? And I was like, oops. So.
Anyways, back to the thing. To them with your problems. I wrote, they're not just your friend. They're a therapist, family, sister, etc. They want to hear about your problems. I want to hear about Ashlyn's problems, and I want to hear about what's going on in her life.
I love hearing about Ava's problems.
I love hearing about your problems.
Oh, thanks.
Of course.
That sounded so sarcastic. Oh, thanks.
Whenever she has, a health problem, she says, Dr. Toast.
I do call her Dr. Toast.
She's like, I have, a cut on my finger, and I can feel it all the way up my arm. Is that bad?
What? I asked her the other day. I was like, do blisters scar? That's my scar from my blister.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. You learn new things every day. Anyways.
Like dog's dream.
Yeah.
I just learned that. Mm-hmm. I already said that. What am I talking about?
And then I just have some little things to help the relationship. So if you and your friend are having a hard time either keeping each other accountable, talking every day, I just have some little things what to do to help the relationship. One of that is Bible studies, like me and Ashton were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. We like to Bible journal. Ashlyn, would you like to expand on that or read out some of
We like seasoning our Bibles.
Oh, yes.
So we call it a little seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is talking about Jesus. You know, me and Ava have these, we go on walks a lot, and we have, little late night Jesus talks while trying to, avoid spiders on the road.
Frogs. No, it's more frogs.
Oh, no, but there's huge spiders, too.
Remember when we saw that, Daddy Long Leg on the road, and we both, screamed? Oh, anyways.
I was about to say skibbity. But yeah, just talking about Jesus, such a fundamental thing. Oh, have fun.
Oh yeah, me and Ashlyn have a lot of fun.
Sometimes a little too much fun.
Sometimes a little too much. I feel like when we're with each other, it's drunk without alcohol.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We should play Colony Invasion.
Back to the topic, Ashlyn. You've been going off so much. Oh my word.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
My pink gun.
Oh yeah. let's not, Ashlyn. Ashlyn. You did not just say that. You did not just say
it. I did just say it.
Live television.
It's not live television.
No, I know. I was repeating the, where they said womp womp. They're like, you did not just say womp womp on live television.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, never mind. Oh. Okay. Anyway.
I'm being my authentic self around you, Ava.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I already know your authentic self. Anyways, I have Bible journal, but that also kind of goes with Bible study, so. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ashlyn, would you like to expand on the next one that I have?
Okay, the next one is recharge. So, basically, I get really irritable. Sometimes
really irritable.
Really irritable. With people, if I don't, if I'm around people too much. And so, Ava knows that if I'm starting to get kind of, really annoyed, I just have to, separate myself and go scroll on Instagram Reels.
She'll be like, I'm just going to go recharge. I'll be right back. Or we'll just sit together in a room for 20 minutes. That's what we did last night. We literally sat.
That was really nice.
Scrolling for 2 hours. I'm not joking.
It was really nice.
It was nice, but.
Yeah, that's my recharge. I could name so many times.
But I think that's why we've never had a fight. Because we just have those moments to recharge, our social battery. So that we spent 5 days with each other one time, and we didn't have one argument in that whole time. We didn't even have, a tiff.
That was pretty cool.
We didn't even have, a tiff. It was literally just, and I think that all comes down to just recharging and just chilling and watching a movie or scrolling on Instagram. Maybe let's not do that, because I think Ashlyn's addicted. But
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ava's also very understanding when it comes to that. So being understanding is huge, too.
Yeah.
She knows that if I, yell at her, she just laughs at me.
She yelled at me the other day.
What did I say?
I don't remember. You, completely yelled at me. I don't remember what it was, but I was just, laughing.
Was I with my siblings?
No, you were, on your period, I think. And I just laughed. Because I was just, and I just walked away. I was like, I'll just let her recharge.
Whoops.
I don't know. I don't even remember what it was because I didn't even care. I don't even remember because I just did not care.
Oh, well. That's fine.
Yeah.
What's our next one?
Deep talks. Me and Ashlyn have a lot of these.
Real.
Yeah. We just have a lot of deep talks. I just remember there's like a few nights that we'll just be sitting on the ground. We'll just be completely like crying or dying laughing and out of breath.
Like both within a couple minutes.
Yeah, both within a couple minutes. I mean, we're just girls. I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
In the world.
That's
Would you like to expand on the next one? This one, the next one kind of goes with
late night laughs and cries. Mm-hmm. We stay up a lot.
We do stay up a lot, but that's also when you're your most vulnerable self. So I think that's usually when we always have our detox is at night.
Yeah.
And obviously on these podcast episodes will be a lot of our detox. We should do a podcast episode at night. We would probably be crying.
Guys, we'd be like
we would be crying.
Out. We'd be dishing stuff out.
But I think it's important to have those talks because those also really build your friendship.
Oh, yeah. And then I feel like these two go together. Staying consistent touch and catching up daily, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just check in with that person, you know?
Yep.
Ask them how their day was. Ava, how was your day?
My day has been good. Got some cute sweatpants at the mall.
Oh, yeah. We got some shopping
We got some
done.
Good stuff in the mall.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. Yep. I love how there's silent. Just a moment of silence.
Oh,
you guys should have a lot of those.
Stand for the moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I have some Bible verses on here if we want to just bounce back and forth and read them. If we want to just – my phone just said 20%. Sorry, guys. If we want to just bounce back and forth and read those, you want to find
Before
the first
we
one?
Read that one.
No, that was a different one.
No, that was –
Was 16, that the one 20, you did?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I read.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to do the Ephesians one?
That's
10.
Ecclesiastes.
Sorry, 4, guys.
9 through 10.
So it's Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. She's going to find that one.
Oh, this is like literally, I feel like this is our Bible verse.
Okay, read it. That's probably
us.
Why I
this
picked it.
This is literally us.
I think that's why I picked it.
Okay. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone and he falls. When he falls and has not another to lift him up. That sounds so fancy.
It does.
I feel like we need NLT for that one.
Do you want to find that?
I will pull it up while you read the next one.
Okay, the next one is... I'm really close to the mic. Oops, sorry, guys. That might have been really loud.
ASMR.
Anyways, the next verse is Proverbs 17:17, and that is, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. So I think I have a little paper here that kind of expands on that verse. Where is that one?
I have Ecclesiastes when you're ready for it.
Okay, go ahead.
You want me to read it now?
Yes.
Okay. Take two. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. So if I fall, Ava's going to pick me up.
Here. But so I have this paper and we basically wrote out, so for Proverbs 17:7, scripture provides a rich definition of friendship and it's important and its importance is emphasized throughout the Bible. One notable reference is in Proverbs 17:17, which says, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for a time of adversity. So this highlights the idea of steadfast love and support that a true friend offers, especially during difficult times. So I feel like that's also kind of a me and Ashlyn verse. Like, we've both been through some really hard times as friends. And I think just loving that person with steadfast love, like the Lord loves us, is so important.
For steadfast love endures forever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Should I reread it or?
Yeah, you can. You can just read that one.
But that one doesn't make any sense.
That's okay.
Okay. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. So this passage really just illustrates the mutual support, companionship, and strength that comes from being in a good friendship.
Mm-hmm. I feel like being in a good friendship just lifts you up so much. And
oh, yeah, for
even
sure.
And you can just tell the difference between a fake friendship and a real friendship about how different it makes you feel. So another verse I have is John 13:13. So Jesus speaks of friendship in John 15:13, sorry guys, saying, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So this kind of emphasizes what Jesus did for his friends and all of us in the whole entire world. But it emphasizes like the sacrificial nature of true friendships, like reflecting the love of Jesus that Jesus has for us. So he shows this when he died on the cross, how much love he had for every single one of us is the same love that we should show for our friends.
That is crazy. Ava, I would die for you.
And that is saying a lot because, and I would die for Ashlyn. I'm so serious. I would die for Ashlyn.
I don't know why. Like, you remember in like Inside Out when Riley's like boyfriend maker is like, "I would die for Riley. I would die for her." Sorry. That is like completely off topic.
That is.
I'm really sorry, guys.
But yeah. So I have this down, but in scripture, friendship is defined by love, support, loyalty, and self-sacrifice, forming a bond that is both deep and enduring.
Yeah.
That's deep. That is really deep. Man. These are deeper than our notes. These are insane. I mean, I forgot about this.
I know.
That is really deep. Friendship according to scripture is defined by love, support, loyalty, and self-sacrifice, forming a bond that is both deep and enduring.
I feel like a bond that deep is just...
That's
like,
forever.
That's also so hard to find.
It's really hard to find. And I encourage all y'all, if you don't have that friend, just pray about it. That's what I did. And like, once you find that,
there's no going back.
But and then another thing we have here is Jesus's friendships with his disciples is a profound illustration of true friendship marked by love, teaching, sacrifice, and companionship. Then I have some key aspects of friendship that are portrayed in the Bible and verses to go along with it, but one of them is love and sacrifice, which we already touched on that in John 15:13. But Jesus teaches the verse, and then he exemplified this ultimate act of friendship by willingly laying down his life for his disciples and for all of humanity.
That's crazy.
Which is insane. Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah. So the next one is teaching and guidance.
This is a big one.
Oh, for sure. So basically, Jesus nurtured his disciples through his teaching. He shared his wisdom, parables, and truths to guide them. And like, as friends, he provided insight. Like, as a friend, he provided insight and understanding, strengthening their faith and preparing them for their mission. And it talks about in John 15:15, Jesus says, "I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I've made known to you." So that's just really talking about how, like, as friends, we should guide and teach each other through the experiences we've had. So I know for a fact, like, some of the experiences Ava has been through has helped me when I've gone through something similar. And I don't know if I have like any examples of times that, like, I've helped you through something that I've already gone through.
You definitely have, though.
Oh,
but I feel like even when I've gone through hard times and I've helped, like, Ashlyn has helped me through those, it also... What was I gonna say? I kind of lost my train of thought. But it also makes the other person, like, it makes me feel like a deeper peace knowing that I just helped Ashlyn, like, or she just helped me through a hard time, and now I can return the favor.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the next one is forgiveness and patience. This is another really big one. Jesus displayed patience and forgiveness even when his disciples faltered in their faith or understanding. He corrected them in love and encouraged them to continue following him. See, even when Peter denied Jesus, Jesus still came back for him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that's insane. That would be like me going out and be like, "No, Ashlyn's not my best friend, actually." And saying that three times.
Wow.
To basically the whole world. Like, and he still came back.
I'd still come back for you, Ava.
Thanks. I would still come back for you, Ashlyn.
Oh, gosh.
But, and then I have another piece of paper.
Are we
going to
read all of these?
No, we don't have to.
I was about to say.
And then I kind of have some things like how to apply Jesus's model of friendship in our own lives. And that is love unconditionally, be willing to sacrifice, offer guidance and encouragement, practice forgiveness and patience, be present and engage fully.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what we talked about before too. Empower and uplift.
That is such a big one.
That's such a big one for us.
Do not talk badly.
Like, oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Uplift the person. I mean, that goes even just a random person on the sidewalk. Like, mm-hmm. if you're a Christian and you uplift somebody, that is going to show so much for your character and for the Lord that, like, that would be a time where that person would say, huh, I wonder what's different about them.
That is such a big way to, like, open up conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, like, showing that Jesus glow and being an example to others, like, if you just keep sticking with that, it will open up opportunities for you to share the gospel. And that is ultimately, like, our goal in life,
mm-hmm.
is to spread the gospel.
Yes. And that one, it says, Jesus empowered his disciples to continue his work. In our friendships, we can uplift and support one another in pursuing dreams and spiritual growth, helping each other fulfill God's purposes.
Yeah.
And then our last thing is, by adopting these principles rooted in Jesus's examples, we can nurture friendships that can reflect his love and grace, making a positive impact in our own lives and the lives of those around us.
Yeah. Just like taking all that in, just really, like, is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we are called to live like Christ, and those were all, like, really good examples of how we can live like Christ just in our own friendships.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
How are we gonna top this?
I don't know. That was really powerful,
guys.
That is really powerful.
High five.
Anyways, yeah,
is that it we've got?
I think so.
Is that it we've got? Sorry.
Is that it we got?
Is that it we got?
I feel like we could so kill as British people.
Girl, I had a British accent. Don't
I
play.
I know you did.
Don't play.
Her British accent was so cute. Oh, yeah.
So what now?
I don't know. I don't think we've really figured out an ending, but I guess we can.
We'll figure it out.
How about every episode we share a new fact about ourselves?
That's cool.
That's a really good idea. Like that. And then, yeah, and then yeah, we could just yeah, end yeah, with. Yeah. And this is Ava, and this is Ashlyn, and this is the A&A show.
Cute.
Okay, cute. So let's see. A fact.
What's my fact? I mean, we have to be careful. We can't share personal information on here. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Should that be mine?
That should be yours.
Hey guys, I'm a caffeine addict.
She loves
coffee. Yeah.
Like, I think she would die for coffee.
I would die for Riley. That just keeps playing over and over and over again. I would die for Riley. Sorry. Yeah. I'd die for coffee.
She would.
I love coffee.
I made
so
a video
much.
That said, dear future kids, I haven't found your husband. Or, no, it said, I found your aunt, and she might trade you over coffee or Celsius, but she loves you.
Yeah. Sorry to whoever, like, Ava marries, because... I'm stealing her.
Yeah.
Sorry We're to whoever. We're not name dropping.
Sorry to whoever Ashlyn marries. She's mine.
Ha ha.
Sorry. Let's see. My fact would probably be I've lived in 3 states, Connecticut, California.
Well, I know what my fact's going to be next time.
Oh, well, I guess you guys will have to come back.
Guys, tune in.
To be continued. Okay. So this is Ava.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And this is the A&A show. Join us next week.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.